If you go down to Montpellier today, you're sure of some Christmas cheer. Because the market is back and it's full to the brim with festivities for another year. For every resident and every visitor, there's mulled wine, hog roasts and hot Yorkshire pies. Fairground rides and Christmas gifts, you won't believe your eyes. The Harrogate Christmas Market, on for 4 whole days. People will come from far and wide, it's magical and marvellous in oh so many ways.
My name is Thomas and I'm 5.
My name is Will and my name's 5.
My name's Finley and I'm 5.
And who are you about to meet?
Santa!
And where are you right now?
In the Christmas market.
Now, Thomas, Will and Finlay may not have been quite sure where they were, but with record-breaking numbers of visitors last year, it seems that a lot of people must know where to go. The Harrogate Christmas Market opening was quite a success, with the Mayor of Harrogate and Father Christmas himself travelling down Montpellier Hill with real reindeer and visiting children from Oakland's primary school.
Rudolph and Santa Claus!
I spoke to the Mayor of Harrogate, who was particularly excited about one special part of the opening.
I might even get to have a ride on his sleigh.
Oh, my goodness.
Which would be really exciting.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
It's the first time for everything. As you say, he's come all the way from Lapland.
I know.
And what do you think about this year's Christmas market? What are you expecting
well,
over the next 4 days?
To be quite frank, I've only just arrived and I haven't really looked around it yet. I'm going to be showing it around very shortly. But from what I've just seen walking up here, it looks absolutely marvellous. And I hope as many people as possible will come and visit it. Because everyone will enjoy themselves. There'll be something for everyone, you know, Christmas gifts and all the rest of it. So it'll be really great.
Yeah, and we've got people coming from really quite far, so I've got some new trains on.
I'm meeting a train from London, I think, on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
The children of Oatland School thanked the Mayor and Father Christmas in song before we ventured inside the market to discover a few delicacies which are must-haves at a Christmas market.
Thank you, Santa!
It's Desmond O'Brien and it is O'Brien & Co's chestnut stall.
And what are you selling today?
Roast chestnuts. It's a Christmas sort of thing. And it's been for centuries. Everybody's had chestnuts around about Christmas time. And we're the fifth generation of chestnut sellers. And what more can anybody want at Christmas? Something warm in their hands and put them in their pockets. Walk around the market with hot chestnuts in their pockets, peeling away and munching away and carrying on as they go.
And it's a beautiful stall, isn't it? How old is this stall?
I would say bits of it go back, 300 years?
No. Bits of it go back about 80 years.
What's your name?
Tommy. Tommy Cole.
And how long have both of you been roasting and selling chestnuts?
In the pram. We shared the same pram as babies.
Are you brothers?
No.
Best friends?
Best friends, but our mothers were best friends. Our grandmas were best friends.
Why do you think people love mulled wine so much when they come to an event like this?
It's a winter thing, isn't it?
It's a winter warmer when you're freezing cold. It's just the best thing.
And are you allowed to tell us your secret recipe?
No.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll have too much competition next year.
I'll be setting up next door to you, yeah.
Hi, my name's Debbie Jones. I work at Crimple Hall Garden Centre in Harrogate. I'm one of the giftware managers down there.
And is this the first time you've been to the Harrogate Christmas Market?
Yes, it's the first time we've done this one, so yeah. So we don't know what to expect really, but we've heard it's really, really busy. We've done the Ripley Castle Show, and we did the Great York Show, and we had really good response. So we're selling all sorts of decorations, hanging decks for trees. We've got a frozen section for the children. We've got real wreaths. We've got hedgehogs that people buy to put on graves and everything. A mixture of everything. Anything to do with Christmas, then you can find it down here.
And she's not wrong. But all of this wouldn't be possible without the help of the people who make it all happen.
Hi, I'm Alan Pitt and I'm one of the market makers.
Tell me what a market maker is.
We're here mainly to provide information and advice and support to the public and also to help the stall holders, any errands that they need running and give them a break when they need a cup of coffee and stuff like that.
So you are the glue holding this together, really?
I'd say we probably are, yeah.
And have you done it before? Is this your first year?
No, I've done it 3 times before. It's just really good fun. It's lovely meeting lots of people, interacting with the public. They come in from all over the north of England, so it's great having lots of people around. And it's just good fun, and seeing the kids enjoying themselves as well, that just makes it.
I also chatted to John Fox, who's the chair of the Harrogate Christmas Group, who was a very busy man with the Harrogate Market and Light Switch On happening the same day.
Well, we're expecting large numbers of people coming. We've got about 150 coaches already booked, so there's a lot of people coming. They'll have a great time here because everything that is on the stalls is locally produced. It's British. It's rather unique in that it's not a German market. So there's no German sausages for sale or beer tents. It is a traditional market selling local produce.
I've seen German sausages up there. There's a big load of sausages.
Well, it's totally American Yorkshire.
Are they Yorkshire sausages? okay. and so this is the kind of thing, it's on for 4 days, from Thursday to Sunday. Yeah. Who are you expecting to come along?
Well, there's a lot of people from Harrogate who will come along, but as I say, a lot of people are travelling here, you know, from all over the country. And of course, on Saturday and Sunday, there are special Virgin trains from London King's Cross who are picking people up at Peterborough, Grantham, Newark and Doncaster and Leeds. So there's going to be a large attendance.
And also, it's a big Christmas day for other reasons as well. The Harrogate Christmas lights are being turned on tonight. Are you expecting a big turnout for that?
I'm hoping so, because this year we've got a completely new set of lights across the town. And we've got a new feature at the switch on tonight, because in previous years, people have come in and the lights have already been switched on. Tonight, actually, when Father Christmas and the Mayor pushes the plunger, they will actually turn the lights on.
And across. Chris and Will, don't forget.
And Chris and Will will be there.
Come on, John, don't forget them too.
It's going to be a fantastic night.
Fabulous, John, thank you very much.
Can I ask something?
Go on.
Chris, to me, walking around here this morning, this is Christmas market weather. Look. You know when you breathe and it's making that fog effect, and it's just nice and cool. Like, it poured down this morning, but it's going to be good this weekend, isn't it, John?
I hope so, yeah.
Chestnuts, roast chestnuts, fresh chestnuts.
And of course, very pleased to say the lights are now on in Harrogate. So we are well and truly ready for the most wonderful time of the year. You can find the market on Montpellier Hill and it's on until Sunday. Find more information at harrogatechristmasmarket.org, where you can find answers to most of your questions, except this one.
How does your reindeer fly?
I don't know.